are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And first up, joining us this morning from Fort Pier Tourism, it's Neha. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you here on this Thursday, because we want to talk about a fun event that is coming up not too far away now.
Yeah, just about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we're really excited to get that rolling.
And you've teamed up. There's a group that is, you know, really working hard to put this together, isn't
there? Yes, sir. So we're partnering. Fort Pier Tourism is partnering with Visit Pier and South Dakota Missouri River Tourism this year, and with Dakota Spirits Distillery, which is our venue for kicking off a Rooster Rush for Pheasant Opener. We'll be hosting the Ringneck Roundup Social this year.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Being able to welcome in the hunters, you know, the public can come on out too and enjoy the festivities and welcoming in these hunters.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Yep. So a lot of food, beverages. We'll do a free tour of the distillery and some samples, of course, and some merch for Rooster Rush too. And we'll have a couple vendors there. So we're really excited to kind of partner with a lot of our community members and community businesses to come together and welcome visitors and locals. All are welcome. So we're just really excited to see everyone and kick off this tradition.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time in a really good location, because as hunters fly in, you know, you're right there on the same road.
Right on Airport Road, yep. So we'll be at Dakota Spirits Distillery. I believe that's 3601 Airport Road. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the address. So we'll be there Friday, October 14th from 3 to 10 p.m. So we'll be set up there. We'll also be between the Chamber Group, Visit Pier, and Fort Pier Tourism. We'll be doing airport welcomes that week, as well as people are coming in just trying to share the word of what's happening.
Sure.
To kind of invite everyone to come out to our event.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. So, you know, circle the date on the calendar and come on out and be a part of it. That's
absolutely.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, we're really excited. Like I said, we'll have a couple local vendors. We are partnering with Dakota Spirits Distillery, so they'll be doing a couple of their local drinks that they craft there. We'll be partnering with Capital City Liquor as well, and they'll be there doing some beer sales and things like that too. So we have a couple, like I said, couple different vendors and some sponsors that'll be awesome to have there, like Meyer Meats, Drifters, and I can't name them all off the top of my head, but like I said, it will be a great time to partner and collaborate with a lot of key community members too.
It really will. So be looking forward to it. The Rooster Rush Ringneck Roundup event. I've been practicing that.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Well, for sure.
Thank you for stopping by and giving us some more details on
it. Perfect. Thank you for having me.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. There's Neha from Fort Pier Tourism this morning, and we are going to continue on with our People in Your Neighborhood, the one, the only, the famous Shane Cramey's in the house.
Well, I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but thanks for having me again.
Yeah, great to have you here. Good time to remind folks, we are just a couple days away now.
Well, it's coming right up. We've got the racetrack prepped. We're actually going to go over and stand some colts today at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, so we're getting ready to get it on.
Very, very nice. And there is so much going on. Of course, you've got the races, which folks love. Whether you want to bet on them or not, you can come on out and enjoy. But you've got a lot of other stuff happening.
Well, we do. Say the gates will open 11:30. You can come in and get your refreshments, get your barbecues, hot dogs, get your refreshments. We'd say we're going to keep the prices reasonable on everything. Mm-hmm. $5 admission. 16 and under are free. So you can come on in and start getting settled in, visit with people, watch the horses being saddled. And they come into the paddock. You can listen to the trainers, the riders, just everyone involved, kind of make your picks. And you can go up and place your wager if you'd like. Say you don't have to, but our paramutual tellers, they're very patient. And if you've never done it before, they'd be more than happy to help you out. And yeah, we're going to have some kids stick horse races in between races. And those kids will all receive a $10 coupon to our concession stands, so they can come enjoy that. And, of course, all the great gift cards that the sponsors have put up, over $3,000 now. Ooh. In gift cards. And you can just come sign your name to the back of one of those losing paramutual tickets. Well, it could be a winning one, too, but you don't want to do that.
You want to hang on to
that one. You want to hang on to that one. So, you know, you can put it in the basket and hopefully get your name drawn out and win some of those great gift certificates.
Yeah, and the weather looks really good for the racing this weekend.
Yeah, it kind of looks like 78, 79, so it looks like it's going to be right on course. Last weekend was great. We've had a great run of great weather, so we'll just keep it rolling right on.
Absolutely, and the thing I love is you're keeping this affordable for families. Like you said, $5 admission, kids 16 and under free, so the whole whole family really can come on out and enjoy.
You bet, and bring that whole family in and say, just let them look around, watch those horses, and that's what it's all about, and just watching those horses and those animals, and they feed off that crowd, and and when they come running down the racetrack, they can hear you cheer, and they take it all in. They're just an equine athlete, so they respond just like any other athlete does.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's going to be a great time. You invite folks to come on out 1 day, 2 days, you know, whatever it may be, and just have some fun and enjoy this great tradition.
You betcha. Come on out to the Stanley County Fairgrounds, Fort Pierce, South Dakota, 1 o'clock post time both days. That's central time. Come on out and enjoy it. We went through a lot of work to bring this event back to your community, to our community. So please come out and enjoy. I can't say enough about all our great sponsors. You can look at our sponsorship flyer. Over 80 sponsors help put on this event.
It takes a lot, and thankfully we've got the community stepping up to help out.
Yes, we do. What a great community we live in.
We sure do. Well, thank you, Shane, for stopping in as always. Enjoy the races. I know you will this weekend, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
That is great to hear. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. There's Shane Cramie joining us this morning as we wrap up our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.